Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I am Mike Sempervivi, still filling in for the vacationing Brian Alvarez, as I've been doing all week long, and for the past couple of days, my friend Josh Nason has been joining me. But today, got somebody else in the mix. You heard him last week. You've heard him a couple times now on the program in the last couple of months. The editor-in-chief of the Figure Four Weekly Newsletter, which you can get at WrestlingObserver.com when you subscribe, David Bixenspan is going to be here with me talking about a whole variety of topics and it is Wednesday night, which means the Wednesday Night Wars, which is really more of a Wednesday night pillow fight, which unfortunately will get much worse after tonight. That is because, at least for me, my crown jewel of Wednesday night, Lucha Underground, which airs on El Rey, and it's not really mine because on Wednesday nights, because I usually will have to watch it on Saturday on Unimas, but that's not important. What's important is it gets its first run airing on El Rey, and that's going to be going away after this week, because tonight is Ultima Lucha, and it is the finale of Season 1 of Lucha Underground, and it's a special two-hour spectacular. As you've heard people talk about on this show and on the WrestlingObserver.com website, some of the people that have been involved in it and in the taping of it, we don't know what's going to happen, or we do some, in some cases we know it's going to happen, but we don't know how great the matches, you know, truly can be. And we've been hinted at that we're going to see some stuff tonight that's just absolutely off the charts, incredible and can't be missed. And if that's the case, and I believe that it is, it's one hell of a way to cap off the season, because it has been, what a revolutionary, fresh, wonderful force, at least for me, Lucha Underground has been. And it's going away after tonight, and we're not sure if it's going to be back. Conan was on Wrestling Observer at the site with me and Dave Meltzer yesterday and talked about that it probably would be, but we don't know that for sure. And what do we have in its wake? We have ROH with one showing at 11 o'clock on Destination America, and we have Impact. And that's no fun. But we're going to have a lot to talk about, including what you want to talk about. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. When we get back, Dave and I will start getting into everything here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Are you tired of network announcers who are clearly pulling for the other team? Check out Rabble.tv, a new kind of television experience where you are in control of the audio. Rabble.tv allows users like you to broadcast your insights and opinions about sports and entertainment, free from the restraint of network predictability. Rabblers are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. Mute your TV and do your own play-by-play, provide running commentary, or just banter with your buddies. Or you can listen to other fans who love your team as much as you do. It's live, it's new, it's Rabble. Rabble.tv.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network. I am Mike Sempervivi, filling in once again for Brian Alvarez in the big boy chair. And joining me in the riding shotgun today is editor-in-chief of Figure Four Weekly Newsletter, David Bixenspan. And Bix, you hear everything okay?
Yep. I'm doing well.
Perfect. Good. First of all, I guess we, as a continuation of yesterday, I want to throw back out Josh Nason's question for the Ultima Lucha giveaway poster prize pack, which Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland won the first one yesterday. So, Ryan, you are not eligible. So, keep that in mind. We're just throwing out some contest questions, and if you win, you get one of these prize packs to celebrate the show coming up tonight. But Josh's question is, how many WWF title / WWE title matches have taken place on Saturday night's main event? And he actually told me what the number was, and it was more than you'd think. But you know, if you want to give a call in, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, to either try to answer that question or talk about anything else, feel free to do so. And I'm sure I'll be getting into whining and lamenting the loss of Lucha Underground a little bit later on in the show. But, Dave, I was on Twitter last night, and I was, you know, kind of just checking out what some people were doing and what they were watching. And I saw that you were watching Tough Enough.
Yes.
Do you receive, as part of the huge paycheck that you get from Brian Alvarez every week, do you receive any sort of extra hazard pay for this?
No, but I was especially curious to watch this week, though, because I wanted to see how they handled everything with ZZ, and it seemed like it did not go the way they planned.
How did it go? Because the only thing I had the honor of seeing was Tough Talk, and by the end of that, I wanted everyone to go away. And it seemed to be, you know, I thought he was going to get hammered more on the post show, but he did not. Actually, it was really all about the women until the very end. But what was the deal with the show, and how did it go down? Because as we led into this show, as Brian and I talked about last week, the tables have turned on ZZ. You have Vince and Kevin Dunn more involved in that show than you ever have before, and they are done with this guy. They don't want him there anymore, and they are trying to manipulate ways to get him out. And then we show up this week, and he's not out. In fact, he wasn't even in the bottom three.
Yeah, so, you know, they had all those clips going out on Twitter and YouTube and Instagram of Billy Gunn berating him and all that. And then I saw the preview, and they were going to a firefighting simulator, you know, the ones that actual firefighters train in with real fire. And I see that, and it's like, oh, God, ZZ's going to die. He's going to die, or he's going to do terribly, and they're going to send him back to his home planet. And he did really well because he's actually a volunteer firefighter at home. And I was
amazing how that happens.
They actually knew that.
I would assume they did.
Well, I don't know. Either way, I mean, his team came in first. It was two teams of four, and later, I mean, he had, you know, he screwed up because his cardio was terrible for one of the drills. And
which does suck if you live anywhere near where he is and he's going to come to your house and try to save you during a fire. I mean, I hope his job at the local volunteer fire department in Louisiana is just, okay, you go get sandwiches and beer once we're done putting this thing out.
Well, no, he seemed to know what he was doing, but when it came to the wrestling drills, you know, his cardio was terrible. He was only able to go for about a minute. It wasn't clear when in the last week, if not longer, that was, because when they went to the live stuff, he was talking about how, well, he just didn't realize quite what the cardio demands would be, and he kind of won the studio audience back over, because he was talking about, you know, he's been doing 2 miles on the, I think he was, I forget if it was treadmill or stationary bike. Doing various ab exercises. And he said he's lost 8 pounds. And from the way he described it, it sounds like he actually said he lost 8 pounds in the last week. So I feel like that also, if he had been the bottom three, I feel like that would have endeared the audience to him more and worked more in his favor anyway. But it didn't matter because the bottom three was Chelsea, Gigi, and Amanda, I believe. And 2 weeks in a row, the save got used because Paige didn't think Gigi belong there. Gigi, of course, would have, like last week, would have been eliminated, like with Amanda last week, if there was no save. And as a result, Chelsea Green is gone, and now I believe we have no one with previous pro wrestling training back there.
Which is, I guess, in some ways, maybe exactly what they want. Although, you know, after the dumpings of Mata and Patrick, I thought they were that something they were not into.
I don't think they would have tried to get rid of Mata.
Well, no, and I don't think they would have gotten rid of Patrick. I mean, at least so early. I think you could have strung him along more towards the end. I would figure if you actually were controlling it with an iron hand, which they obviously are not doing because there's the popularity vote and there's other variables in there. But you know, it was interesting too. Before we get to the women, did you see the entire post show when ZZ was talking about being a vegan?
No, that's interesting.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not saying he was a baby face or anything, but you know, Miz came out and flat out asked him, "Had you been on any other reality shows before?" And here's the thing with ZZ, as I think as genuine as he appears to a lot of people, this is a kid that was on a reality show at the age of 8 years old. He comes, you know, from a unique family, you know, with a lot of charisma. He knows where those cameras are at all times. I mean, you could see that to me, at least. Maybe I'm too cynical. You could see it written all over his face, and they do bring up the picture of him being on Trading Spouses when he was 8 years old, but he talks about the Trading Spouses trade where his mother went out to California, and there was a lady that they got in their place in Louisiana who was a vegan. And he decided to talk about, you know, having the vegan food that she had made for him and what he thought about it, and it was awful, and you know, we're here, we're made to eat meat, and you know, he's not doing this in a negative, horrible way at all. He's doing this in the all shucks ZZ way. But you know, ironically enough, who's sitting up there is one of the judges, but Daniel Bryan, who was probably the most famous vegan in professional wrestling history. If you could even name another one that was legitimately 100% a vegan and was not a diva.
Killer Kowalski.
Well, yeah, but even Killer Kowalski. Well, I guess, you know, Daniel Bryan earlier in his career ate meat. But yeah, that's true. Killer
and now
Kowalski.
And now Bryan's not a vegan anymore either.
Well, no, and that's, you know, Brian talked about that, about, you know, getting the soy allergy and everything, but it's just like, you know, exactly, and because I, you know, I'm more cynical towards ZZ because, again, this MF knows where those cameras are. he does, and to me, it's just, it comes pouring out of him. It's like the women where it's just like, you know, hey, were you trying to be a bitch? And they just have that, you know, sly bitch, you know, crack smile look on their face, like, no, like, yeah, of course you were. And ZZ was the same way, and I just, you know, Daniel Bryan up there, I just thought that was greatly entertaining, but the judges did spare ZZ a little bit, and mostly talked about the fact that he obviously still needs to step up his cardio game.
Yeah, and now what I thought was kind of interesting about that, and it got me thinking about, did you read the William Regal interview in Last Month's Fighting Spirit?
I have not.
Okay. Well, you read what Dave wrote about in The Observer, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do we know if WWE has trainees doing the exercises he suggested? Because he was saying, you know, at least for pro wrestling cardio, you should be doing the body weight exercises because it's what most closely simulates pro wrestling moves, like doing Hindu squats, burpees, etc.
Yeah.
I mean, do we know if they have anyone doing that or teaching that at the Performance Center, or if it's more
I would guarantee they do.
Plyometrics and stuff.
Well, again, the music coming up here, but I would, again, because of those guys that have come through the business and had done that, I would have to believe it is, but we can try to check it out as we go to break here. We'll be back coming up, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi, being joined today by special guest David Bixenspan from the Figure Four Weekly Newsletter, who does an absolutely awesome job with that. If anybody wants to call in and join us, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That is also the number that you would dial if you'd like to answer Josh Nason's trivia question from yesterday that will win you a Ultimate Lucha poster prize pack, which is: how many times has the Heavyweight Championship of the World, no matter its name, WWE, WWF, How many times has that title been defended on Saturday night's main event? If you are a member of the site, and even if you're not a member of the site, because he put those up there for free, Josh Nason, when the network debuted, week after week after week, went through every single Saturday night's main event and did a little write-up, had some screen caps up there. Which were absolutely awesome. It was one of Lance Storm's favorite things on the site. He looked forward to it, and deservedly so. It was an excellent, excellent job. So if anybody has got the answer to that, give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And speaking of outstanding jobs, Bix does that same thing with the Figure Four Weekly newsletter, and we've been talking about Tough Enough. One of the toughest shows I swear to watch. But talk about the Performance Center with the burpees and the Hindu squats and that stuff. I find it impossible that nobody's that it's not being done, and it may not being done intently, you know, for Tough Enough. But I find it impossible to believe that they're not doing, I mean, at least a little of it, because this is how everybody came up. And I know we've all, if we've been around the business long enough, heard horror stories about somebody, you know, being made to do so many of them that, you know, something gets, you know, seized up in their back, or they're peeing, their urine looks
it's
like
muscle fibers,
a soda,
yeah.
You know, for with all the blood in their urine for weeks. But still, that's just one of those old standbys. I mean, that's like neck bridges in wrestling, you know, to strengthen your neck. I mean, I just take it for granted that that's what you do.
Yeah, I hope they're having them do at least some of that. Obviously, they're not. It shouldn't be all that. But when it comes to cardio for the ring, I mean, it makes sense when you think about it. And that's what Rico was talking about. That's the stuff that most closely simulates the dropping down, getting up, everything.
Yeah, and I guess to me the only way that would ever be out of it, and I don't know the ins and outs of it that much, but like with CrossFit becoming a bigger thing, and with a lot of people that it's like Ian Helico was talking about when he was on. Now, granted, he's from South Africa, so, you know, he's had the ability to do this. But, you know, people that, you know, surf and they skateboard and they do a lot of that type of training, and they do the walking and the jumping. What did John Morrison – I'm brain locking on what it's called. Parquet or whatever
parkour.
It is the – parkour, I'm sorry, you know, that kind of stuff, and doing CrossFit and things like that. I could see the reliance upon that sort of stuff going away, but I think as far as the basics goes, you know, when you're first starting to get into it, you know, maybe they won't have to rely on this stuff so much, because the athletes of today they're changing. You know, they're looking more and more of them who are successful, I think, you're like Seth Rollins, they're not like Ryback, you know, which is not a crack against Ryback, but I mean, it's just to me the way it is. I would just be surprised if it goes away completely. It just always seems to be one of those things.
Now, quickly, actually, before we move on past the reality shows, I'm guessing you don't watch Total Divas, right?
Well, no. I mean, sometimes I will get dragged into watching it. If my wife, who said she was not going to watch it this year and has stumbled across it a couple times, and she gets stuck on it because that's what reality shows do to you. But sometimes I get stuck as well. But for the most part, I've been able to avoid it.
Okay. It's actually been pretty entertaining lately, since they've kind of changed the cast around and been focusing on Paige more and all that. But I wanted your input on one of the things they had last night, because I couldn't figure out if it was real or a soft scripted storyline, because if it was soft scripted, it seemed like a bad idea for this show. So it was when Eva Marie had been posting photos of the bruises she got from, you know, doing pro wrestling training with Brian Kendrick, and people were commenting on Instagram acting like her husband had been beating her, and that's where the bruises must have come from. And they show them in the car, and they're both annoyed by it and all that. And then they're eating out at dinner, and Eva Marie goes to the bathroom. She has her mic pack on still. And a woman goes up to her when she sees her roll up her sleeves and sees handprint-shaped bruises, and tells her, I mean, just so you know, I mean, there's a way out. I mean, you can get help if you need to somewhere, blah, blah, blah. And Eva Marie kind of tries to explain and blah, blah, blah. And then she walks out of the bathroom,
goes up to the cameraman and says, "Did you hear that?" Now, nothing happens. No police are called. Jonathan, her husband, doesn't get in trouble or anything. But I want your opinion on this. Do you think this is something that really happened or a storyline? Because I feel like if it's a storyline, it doesn't really fit into the... what's the word I'm looking for? The feel of that show.
Either way, I think it was a bad idea to show it. I mean, I can absolutely see something like that happening. Absolutely. Yes. Especially if the lady was an older woman. I mean, because I've seen it happen. You know, I've seen people, you know, unsolicited come up to you know, women with bruised eyes and things like that and say, "Hey, you know, just want to let you know." So I can believe that that happened. I would hope, I'm hoping that that's not something that you script. I am hoping against hope that they did not do that because, I mean, you know, faux pas happen. I'm sorry. Like you said, with what that show is, please, God, don't script something like that. But if it did happen for real, and I just, the decision to show that, I don't think that's a good idea. It's just not a good idea. I don't think it comes across well. I don't think it needs to fit there. It's not a subject that, you know, should be, you know, to get the reaction of, "Oh my God, did you hear that?" So every, you know, and I could see some people on the couch at home going, "Oh my God, you know, can you believe that?" I think to just get that reaction, which I would assume is the only real reaction that they got out of it, you know, other than to, again, maybe put it in the back of your mind that, you know, wow, so if a woman's involved in wrestling, her boyfriend could leave bruises on her, and what could she really say because she's in wrestling? I just, that all of that that surrounds that, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, that they didn't say, I guess, thankfully, maybe not thankfully, I don't know, but...
Oof, Dave, hold on. You got a tough connection there coming in from your side. So hopefully we can go ahead and clean that up here real quick. But while we're doing that, we might as well go to the callers. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. And we will start it off with John in Arkansas. John, how you doing?
I'm excellent, Mike. I'm with you on the tough enough thing. I watched part of that, and it's seemed just very extremely painful. And it looks like WWE's up to their tricks of, you know, they've got their guy there against, so they're going to do everything in their power to boot him out. But, hey, I mean, it is what it is. As far as this conversation you were just having, yeah, that doesn't seem like that would be a good idea at all to even imply that her husband was beating her, because in today's culture, that's just not something good, because it's going to really do damage to him. But, you know,
well, and the thing is, too, I think even more than that, John, it's just leaving it in people's minds, you know, that that's the only thing you leave is all the wrong things. I mean, to get a ooh type of, or oh my gosh, just for that quick little thing, I just think you leave too many, you know, unsavory loose ends.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I do not think that should even be approached or even gone that direction. I remember years ago when Russo had a wild hair up his ass about wanting to try to write at that type of an angle. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, we really don't need to go there in wrestling. It's just not one of those things we need to do. It happens enough in general society that we don't need to reflect the negative ills of this particular aspect in wrestling. We just don't need to do that. As far as all the action of tonight, man, I'm looking forward to this Lucha Underground thing. I finally caught up. I was about 6 weeks behind. And I'm finally all cut up. Boy, I hope they get to come back. I really do. It's something different. It's a nice change of pace from the norm. And I want to see as many different companies out there have exposures, can get it. That way, as many talents can get work. That's basically what I want to see.
Well, John, I want to thank you very much for the call. Yeah, I hope it continues as well, too. And for anybody out there who's a member of the WrestlingObserver.com website, you go up there and listen to Figure Four Daily that Dave Meltzer and I did yesterday with Conan. He also did a Reddit AMA where he strongly believed that there was going to be a season two. Doesn't, you know, didn't say where it was or how it was going to come to pass, but said there's going to be a season two of Lucha Underground, which I think is great. And pressing up against break here a little bit, but Dave, are you back on here with us? And he's not yet.
It's
but,
weird, though.
One thing. Oh, there you are.
I think the delay is bad right now, or at least I'm hearing a lot of delay in my headset.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we're going to be going to break here, but I did want to throw out there, I got a little bit of a heads up here, which is a little bit depressing to me, that the deal when it came with when it came to that Eva Marie and her boyfriend bruising thing, it was scripted, so that's a little unfortunate. But we'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live in the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Musicians, for 51 years, Guitar Center has been known for the greatest selection and biggest savings on the gear you need to make music. This anniversary is no different. With huge once-a-year deals store-wide, get deals like Tannoy studio monitors, $99 each, or select cables and drumsticks, buy one, get one free. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $6.99 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financing details.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you love golf, boxing, soccer, wrestling? Then sign up for the podcast from your favorite sport and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the best programs directly to your computer every week, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button. You'll never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here at Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network. I am Mike Sempervivi, once again filling in for Brian Alvarez, being joined by David Bixenspan, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And if you don't know about WrestlingObserver.com, I don't know how you're listening to this program, because for all the latest news in professional wrestling and mixed martial arts, you need to go to WrestlingObserver.com. Daily news updates and free radio shows there for you, and there's a lot more for subscribers for only $10.99 a month. Your subscription gets to the Bible of pro wrestling and MMA news, Dave Meltzer's Wrestling Observer newsletter. It's been around forever, and he is the guy that the guys in the business go to when they need to know what's going on. There's a bunch of back issues up there stretching back to 1991 if you're a subscriber as well. Plus, you get Brian Alvarez's Figure Four weekly newsletter, which has got the best in-depth reporting from around the globe. Thankfully, due to our co-host, David Bixenspan, who's just been kicking ass here in the last last couple months with a lot of great stuff. Dr. Lucha Steve Sims reporting from Mexico. It doesn't get any better than that. Alan Farrell talking about Europe and Japan and the Indies, which he is a god at. And Vincent Verhey from FootballOutsiders.com, who does TV show reviews. Just some really, really good stuff in there. And if all that reading ain't for you, or you just need something to complement it, don't worry. We got you covered with all of the radio shows that we have up there, from Steve Austin to Ronda Rousey to everyone in between. You get the best and most eclectic showcase of programming over at WrestlingObserver.com. Brian does three shows a week with Dave Meltzer. Well, when he's not in Alaska, that is. But there's three shows a week with Dave Meltzer, as well as two a week with Vince. He's going to be usually does a show weekly with Filthy Tom Lawler, although Josh Nason, I think, will be doing a show with Filthy Tom this week. And he goes bi-weekly with former WWE and trainer extraordinaire Lance Storm, as well as doing longer-form interviews with many of the guests that you're going to also hear on this very program as well. There's Doc Young's Wrestling Weekly with Vic Sosa and the legendary Les Thatcher. Dr. Keith Presents with Alan Farrell and Justin Shapiro. The Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare with myself and Adam Summers, who covers Japan and the NHL and anything else randomly happening that day. Carl Stern's Classic Wrestling Audio Show, which is coming off a marathon in July of 32 consecutive shows, 31 and then an epilogue, which was just absolutely awesome. Carl, every single day, did about an hour-long biography of some of the biggest stars in professional wrestling history, and he certainly took it from pillar to post, from William Muldoon and Colonel James McLaughlin down to The Rock and Stone Cold. It was absolutely amazing. And last but certainly not least, the brand new Josh Nation's Punch Out with Josh, who talks to a great array of minds who cover mixed martial arts. Although, like I said, he won't be talking to a great mind who covers mixed martial arts. He'll be talking to a pretty decent mind who gets punched in mixed martial arts, the inimitable Filthy Tom Lawler. So all of that stuff up there for you, $10.99. at WrestlingObserver.com. And as Dave can fill us in on here, the awesome special from last week still remains, the free download up there at WrestlingObserver.com. If you've never seen the Figure Four Weekly newsletter, or you need to come back to the Figure Four Weekly newsletter, this is a great way to do it. Bix, tell us about it.
Yeah, this week it's free. I mean, it'll be free pretty much for the time it's on the site. Big cover story on Hulk Hogan, Gawker, the FBI, all the latest wackiness with that we went over on Sunday evening. It's almost too complicated to explain here, so it's free. Just go to the site. It's there. It'll be in the bottom right corner where there's the listing of the newsletters. You'll see the free Figure Four right there, and you just click on it. You don't have to do anything other than that. And I believe I have a – what was the tiny URL? Tiny URL I set up for it, I believe, is tinyurl.com/ Hogan FBI.
Cool. That's it. Definitely. I really, again, just strongly suggest, not just because I work here, I really seriously suggest you take this, because you know for reference purposes alone, it's incredibly interesting. It's incredibly, it's amazing as you go through this how involved it is and how much stuff is going on, and definitely suggest downloading it and checking it out. And before we jump back to the phone calls, because I know we got Mick in Columbus and Tim in New Jersey who are on the line right now, I'll be getting to you shortly. But David, I don't know if you had a chance to hear me as we were going off there, but the producers, the bruises because of the wrestling, the training that she's doing were real. The comments by the fans are real. And the producers created a story out of it. and that's what reality TV is. So I guess in one way, I can't fault them for that because that's what it is. I just don't think that the payoff at the end was worth actually kind of even hinting at a storyline like that. Just that one's too unsavory for me.
Right. I think it's one thing to acknowledge the fan comments, which were presumably real, or real trolls, but the thing with the woman in the bathroom and really trying to make it look like it was not scripted. I didn't like that. I mean, there was sort of an interesting message in the end and the way that her husband was being supportive. He was, you know, that woman, you know, he said that woman came from a very good place. She did nothing wrong, but you're an professional athlete who got injured in the lines of performing your athletic endeavors or whatever he said. And you shouldn't be ashamed of that. I don't want my wife to be ashamed of that. But it's like, I mean, they've had serious stuff on this show, but there's a difference between kind of making this kind of uncomfortable story up for the most part and incorporating something very real, like trying to get Jim Neidhart to go to rehab. Like, that was clearly real. This felt a little weird. It just felt like a bad idea to put it on this show.
You know how you could temper some of the comments that people will make coming up to her and wondering if she got beat up or not? Cauliflower her ears. There's the universal sign that a woman has wrestled or is in training. You know, you won't get it as much if you see a woman with cauliflower ears. Can you imagine Eva Marie with the bright red hair and all that with Paul Bosch style ears, or you know, somebody like that?
Yeah. You've seen the Paul Bosch ads for the jewelry store, right? Or, I forget the name. Like,
oh my gosh, yes.
If they can make these ears look pretty, imagine what they can do for your life or whatever it is.
And I tell you, that's a book. If anybody's got a copy of it out there, I will give you top dollar that somebody lets me borrow, because Ray Stevens and Ric Flair taught me how to save money. So I've got nothing, but I need to get the Hey Boy, Where'd You Get Them Ears book.
I have a copy.
I might need to borrow that from you, but okay. Don't want to forget to get back to the phone calls here. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We will see, hopefully, if anybody's got the answer to Josh Nason's question, which is how many WWF and WWE World Heavyweight Championship defenses has there been on Saturday night's main event? Again, it's a number that was a little higher than you would probably believe, but we'll see if Mick in Columbus has got the answer to that. Or Mick, what you want to talk about today? Yep, don't have Mick on there.
Yeah, Mick? But I do have a question for you.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
You hear me okay now?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I don't have an answer because I tallied all the championships, not just the heavyweight championship, so I'm sorry. But I do have a question for you. Right before the show went on air, Gene Okerlund reported on Twitter that Rob Feinstein is involved in some kind of fiasco where he's peddling forgeries of autographed Roddy Piper merchandise. And I had heard stories about Rob Feinstein from RF Video and ROH. I heard stories about him involved in some unsavory things in the past. I just want to know if you guys have any information about, developments in it, or whether it's likely to be in character with him. That's all.
Now, which is the real Gene Okerlund account? Is that the Gene Okerlund? This is real account?
Yeah.
No, this is not a... I don't think it's an official...
I'm not.
Oh, it's at Mean Gene Hotline. I'm sorry, at Mean Gene Hotline.
Yeah, that's not the real Gene Okerlund.
Oh, that's not the real Mean Gene. Okay.
No, well, anyways, I mean, he only has 2,400 followers.
But that's followers fine. That's fine. But he's quoting someone who was selling, or I'm sorry, I had screen caps of someone who was selling Roddy Piper art prints, and the guy said that Rob Feinstein came in, bought all of his art prints, and then that night posted them all, then autographed to his Facebook account. And Rob Feinstein has since taken them down, but I just didn't know if that's in character or not for him.
I guess I should take this one. I mean, as much as people have bad things to say about him, I don't really remember him ever having really a reputation for selling forged like autographs or anything. Do you?
How about second generation bootleg and seventh and eighth and ninth generation bootleg tapes and Pride? I mean, he got a cease and desist from Dream Stage. I mean, if you want to look at it that way, I guess you can. You know, but that's, you know, that's the reason that the shoot interviews came into being so much, and he started to firsthand tape, you know, indie shows and things like that. You know what I mean? That's so, I mean, I guess if you want to take that look at it, you know, maybe, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know the deal that he ran away from the cameras, during the perverted justice sting, you know, but he was never charged with anything. But everybody knows that story that, you know, the what was the line about whatever, you know, the age, you know, I'll pretend you said whatever it was. And that was I mean, that could have brought down Ring of Honor. It was talked about.
Oh, he put up
how
a response.
Would...
He put up a response.
Leave
my final follow up on the news. A smear campaign. We were approached by a fan who offered us, betrayed us for signed art prints, me being a Roddy Piper fan. I rushed to meet, wasn't told the artist who did the prints pointed out that they were recent additions to the collection and could not have been real. I was just contacted by Sean Waltman, who saw the story on Facebook, witnessed the entire trade. He saw the deal and saw the guy who traded us traded to him originally. Okay, so he's saying that he was given these by someone else and posting some texts and I guess some text he got from Sean Waltman, and so he's saying that he got it from someone who said they were real, and I guess they weren't. I don't know about if it's the autograph. I'm not sure if it's the autograph. They're talking about autographs or just the art prints themselves, but he took them down, and I mean, he has a bad reputation for some stuff, but I don't believe that's in character. I don't believe he's done that, especially at least not if he's ever done it. Not for a long time, I don't think.
And I don't know when it comes to merchandise and memorabilia like that. I mean, the only thing I've ever known him for was for shoot interviews and for, you know, was old tapes and dubs and things like that. So, I don't know where his business is at now, and, you know, just no clue about that. But 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We'll move now to Tim in New Jersey. Tim, what's going on? Oh, they must have dropped off the line there, so I heard a little buzzing there. But apparently off the line, if you get a chance, Tim, give us a call back, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Dave, are you going to be sad about the ending here of Lucha Underground? Because that leaves us with, well, if you're in Canada, I guess you get SmackDown. But that leaves us with Ring of Honor, which many people have already seen by the time it debuts at 11 o'clock. And TNA Impact, which, you know, it is what
NXT.
It is. And well, that's true. You get NXT, too. And we should talk a little bit about that when we come back from the break, because I heard the music come up. So sorry to debate you on and then cut you off. It's such an Alvarez thing to do. But we'll be back here, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on Observer Live for this little tiny short segment here. Mike Sempervivi and David Bixenspan here with you. And because it got dropped off before, I got about 45 seconds here to talk to Tim from New Jersey. And Tim, what's happening?
Not much. I just wanted to answer a question.
Sure, what is it?
20?
Yes, 20? Yes it is. So you actually are the winner. Josh wasn't so sure if people were going to throw out a bunch of the old main events, too. He made sure to tell me he was only talking about Saturday night's main event. So that's pretty badass. So you're going to win the Ultima Lucha poster prize pack. Awesome. So just hang on the line here. And producer Dom will get your name and address, and we'll get that right out to you. So I want to thank you very much for calling in and answering that question. Going to be giving away another one tomorrow as well. Got a little bit of not sure who's going to be here with me tomorrow. I think I know who it is, but we're going to I won't say anything until tomorrow just in case. Don't want anything to fall out or anything like that. Bix, hopefully you can come back on this week as well, too, so we can do this all again.
Yeah, I hope so. I know I can't do tomorrow, but yeah, I mean, I would love to.
Awesome. Yeah, so maybe Friday. It's either going to be you or Ed in San Antonio. So don't do this to me, Bix.
Oh,
make
God.
Sure you're going to be here for this. So, I want to thank everybody for calling in there. I want to congratulate Tim there for winning the Ultima Lucha prize pack. And, hey, everybody watch it, because there's one thing I can say about tonight's show. There's going to be some pretty awesome stuff where if you miss it, you're going to be very sad. And if you miss it, definitely watch Unimas on Saturday, because it will definitely be worth it. But I want to thank all of you for listening. I want to thank producer Dom. I want to thank everybody. Bix, thank you very much for doing this with me. And we will talk to you all again tomorrow. Have a great day.